Necessity makes the timid brave. Necessity makes the timid brave. How often do we face circumstances, problems? Do we face needs in our life that we have to stand up and be counted? That we have to act? That we have to do something that is something that we are not familiar with, that we are not trained in, that we are not acclimated to, but yet we have to do it. We must give a talk, and we think of the audience, we think of the content of the talk, we think of all the details, and we think of these things, and we think, oh my goodness sakes, this is so difficult. Oh my goodness sakes, all those people up there are listening to me, they're listening to what I'm going to say, they're going to want to know what I have in my mind. They want to know who I am. They want to know what I'm thinking. They want to know what I'm doing. And we get all frustrated, and we get all flustrated and all bothered about it, and we get very concerned about it. But if we think only of the talk, when we say it to ourselves, or we say it to others, when we think only of our talk, it flows, and it flows easily and beautifully. It flows wonderfully and perfectly, and it flows all the time. And because it flows, it is a happy, harmonious thing that flows. And it makes us feel very good. It makes us feel very wonderful. It makes us feel very positive. We just talk on the subject that we have prepared. We talk on the subject that we have written down our notes about, and we talk about the subject. We don't think about the people who are sitting out there in the audience. We don't think about the people who are making notes about what we're talking about, that it's so important. We don't think about that. All we think about is the talk itself, and that's all that matters, because nothing in the world makes any difference at all unless it's what we're talking about. If you must give a talk, think only of the talk. It flows, and it flows beautifully, and it flows wonderfully, and it's all that matters. If you have to write a book a chapter at a time, and you'll see that it flows. Write that book a chapter at a time, and watch how it flows. Watch how that chapter flows in every beautiful way, and does everything so fantastically, just the way you want it to be. And nothing else makes any difference at all. Nothing else makes any difference whatsoever. You're writing the book. You're sitting there, and it's a challenge, and it's something, but necessity makes the timid brave. When you have a necessity to do something, you have the ability, the strength, the power within you to do it. You have the ability to accomplish whatever it is that you want to accomplish. And you do accomplish it because it is who you are. It is what you believe. It's what you know. It's what you are. And that's all that matters. Necessity makes the timid brave. And oftentimes we think, man, we're so timid. We're so unable to do these things. How can we handle life's circumstances? How can we do this? How can we walk forward on this wonderful journey of experiences? How can we do it? And we answer ourselves, we can do it by being ourselves and enjoying what we're doing. Just do it. Don't think about it. Just do it. Necessity makes the timid brave because they just do it. And when you just do something, then you have that power within you that enables you to accomplish anything you want to accomplish. You can accomplish anything you want to accomplish, and you can accomplish it wonderfully and powerfully and beautifully. And when you accomplish it so beautifully you think to yourself, wow, did I do that? Yes, did I do that? Whether it's giving a talk, whether it's writing a book, or whether you're in an immediate danger and your car is in a skid and you're on an icy pavement and You have no control of your car. It's just spinning around. And then you take control by saying, all is in divine order now. And you feel that confidence in yourself. And as you feel that confidence in yourself, what happens to you? The car instantaneously stops. The car instantaneously pulls to the side of the road. The car instantaneously is facing the right direction. And it doesn't bump, it doesn't do anything bad, it just stops. And as it stops, it takes care of itself. All is in divine order. We could say all is in divine order about everything. We could say all is in divine order about an accident or an incident that's about to occur, about a lecture that we're about to give, about a book we're about to write. All is in divine order. When you say all is in divine order, you're putting a cause in motion. You're putting a statement in motion of what you want to happen. So no matter what the situation is, all is in divine order. And that's all that you want ever in your life under all circumstances. And you say all is in divine order when you are doing something that is disturbing you very much. You say all is in divine order when you are living your life in a marvelous way. You say all is in divine order when you know who you are. You know what you are and you know why you are and you know where you are. All is in divine order. Nothing more needs to be said. Nothing more needs to be done. Nothing more needs to be understood. For all is in divine order. All is wonderfully done. It doesn't matter what you're doing. The necessity makes the timid brave. In necessity, you say, what am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? What way? All is in divine order. And you make that beautiful statement. All is in divine order. And as you make that beautiful statement, everything is in divine order. It just falls into divine order. It just falls into place. It falls into place wonderfully, beautifully, perfectly. So there's nothing more that needs to be done. Nothing more that needs to be said. Nothing more that needs to be understood. Nothing more. It's done. Oh, yes, indeed, it's done. And are you ready to have it be done? Are you ready to know that it is done in your life? Are you ready to take that deep breath, let it out again and again and again until you are peaceful, until you are yourself in divine order, till you are yourself working on it in this beautiful way? Necessity makes the timid brave. When we are required to do something and we accept the challenge, we have the ability to do it. We have the strength to do it. We have the wisdom to do it. And it is done now. Nothing more, nothing less. It is done now. And it is done so beautifully. It is done so perfectly. It is done so magically that we know it is done. If you have to give that talk, don't think of the people out there. Think of your talk. Is it a good talk? Are you knowledgeable in your field? Are you aware of what you're going to talk about? Then talk about it. And as you talk about it, you know it's done. It's no great problem. If you're going to write that book, you know that book. You know the content. You know the thing. But write it page by page, chapter by chapter. And pretty soon, it's done. Pretty soon, before you realize it at all, it's done and wonderfully done. And how grand that is. If your car is in a skid, just say all is in divine order and leave it to right order to take place. And it takes place. And as it takes place, you feel good, you feel wonderful, you feel fantastic, you feel glorious because it is right action, because it is glorious. Necessity makes the timid brave, and you are always in charge. You're not timid. You may think you are, but you're not timid. You're just as brave as you can be. You're just as competent as you can be. You're just as wonderful as you can be, because that's the way it works, and that's all that it takes. Know that today, for yourself, necessity makes the timid brave. Know that today, for yourself, under all circumstances, and watch how beautiful, how easy, how fantastic it is as divine order funnels itself into the experience and takes charge of everything, and it is done. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. And I see you very brave. Have a wonderful day.